So in this two study from Janssen, looking at the efficacy of daratumumab in combination with either Lendex or Veldex, randomized against Lendex or Veldex, the rationale was to look at the minimal residual disease in patients who achieve CR, and to try to follow after these patients with subsequent bone marrow aspirate to see if this MRD negativity is sustained and durable. Both studies were international, and so for all the patients who had a suspected complete remission, a bone marrow harvest was performed and sent to a central lab. And after all the samples have been analyzed with a commercial kit for NGS from the Adaptive company. With this, we did define several cutoffs for negativity, 10 to minus 4, 10 to minus 5, and 10 to minus 6. So the results of this analysis were, to me, really unexpected and surprising, because to look at MRD at the time of relapse for patients in myeloma, for me, I was not expected any negativity. And the results are really good. For example, in the POLLUX study, Lendex Dara, we did achieve 25% of MRD negativity at 10 to minus 5. And in the CASTOR study, Veldex Daratumumab, we did observe MRD negativity in 15% of these patients. And when we looked at the control arm, the achievement of MRD negativity at 10 to minus 5 was very low as compared to the experimental arm. And most importantly, when we look at the PFS of these patients who did achieve MRD negativity, the curve is almost flat. So of course we need to have more follow-up, but again, in this relapse and refractory population, it is really unexpected and unprecedented to see these excellent results. The conclusion of this study is that it is possible, even at the time of relapse, with a good combination, to achieve MRD negativity. The question now is, are some of these patients even cured? And so what will be important for the future is to continue to follow these patients, to perform again bone marrow aspirate every year, for example, to see if some of these patients do maintain or sustain this MRD negativity, and some of them may be cured, which is really a new concept in myeloma, because the concept before was to say, as soon as you relapse, you are not dead, but you have no expectation to be cured. And so now, maybe with these all new drugs, maybe the concept is different.